The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to be looking ahead to some of Monday afternoon's action today. It comes from Nace, and it is an 8-race flat card. My name is Alex Dunn, and I'm joined on the line by William Hill's resident Irish racing expert, Andy Holding, to preview the action. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Alex.
We spoke off-air about... We just obviously had the Galway Festival. A bit of a shock, perhaps, to have there's two cards, isn't there, this afternoon? But it's a reasonably strong Nace card, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very competitive. It's almost as if half the horses that have run at Galway this week are turning up here. There's quite a few that took part at Ballybritton. I'd expect some of them to carry their form forward into Nace today. And the ground looks like being okay as well. They've missed most of the shows over in County Kildare. And there doesn't seem to be any forecast rain for the afternoon, and we should be set fair for a decent afternoon's action.
Fingers crossed, anyway. OK, we'll kick off with the 205. It is a race over 6 furlongs, and 8 are down to go to post. And of those 8, 4 of them have winning form to their name.
They do indeed, yeah. It's a really bad towards an affair, actually, this 6-furlong winners of one conditions race. Two of them are horses that I've tipped before on the podcast, so it's a... Which one I decide to go with again? A Celtic Man is a horse I quite like from the David Marnain camp. He managed to finally get off the mark last time out at Belliestown over 5 furlongs. He's all about speed, this cob by Lawman. The time before he'd run behind Abercover at Tipperary, that useful mare of William McCreary's, and just didn't have enough speed. So certainly think the step up in triple suit this individual. But I'm going to go against him in favour of Gold Peregrine. Horse that won over the course and distance last time out in pretty impressive fashion, it has to be said. He was sent off 4-7 favourite off the back of one very promising run at Navan the time before behind Muscle Beach. And I think that form is pretty useful. I think Johnny Murta's got a very smart 2-year-old on his hands here. Slight negative would be the draw. It all depends if they race on that far side rail or decide to come down the middle. If they do come down the middle and Johnny Murta has his way and gets the others to follow him like sheep, and I think he could be ideally positioned in Trap 8 to race off that far side fence. He's all about speed, this horse. He does stay well as well. He's proven that he comes up the hill. And I'll go with Gold Peregrine to keep up the good work for Johnny Murta, who's obviously in a rich vein of form at the moment, both in the saddle and in the training camp as well.
Certainly hard to look past Murta at the minute, and he's the pick in the 205. The 235 is a handicap over 6 furlongs. 22 runners are down to go to post. And my untrained eye, Andy, it suggests that those towards the top of the weights will have the best chance here.
Yeah, I'd suggest that's a decent shout, Alex. Yeah, I quite like 3 Bells here. Gelding, trained by Patrick Downey, doesn't have that many horses, but he's used Joseph O'Brien to good effect, and this duo teamed up really nicely last time out to win, in the end, quite snugly at Fairy House. He's certainly due a win as well, this horse. His previous 2 starts were where he was very unlucky, particularly his first time when they went for a right gamble with him. 20s into 4-1, and he should have won that day, but fortunately he didn't get the clearest runs in the hands of Joseph. Similar story happened next time out at Sligo when Vassoni got first run on him, and so he wasn't certainly winning on turn, as I said. Ground problems, well, there aren't any. He goes on a little bit of cutting the ground, and he's won on good ground as well. I think this stiff 6 furlongs will definitely play into his strengths. He's arguably better at 7 at the moment, but he has got plenty of boot, this horse. He's got quite a good cruising speed, and I think this stiff 6 over a straight track will suit him. He's drawn right in the middle as well, so Joseph can go either way depending on where the pace is. If there was to dominate one to keep an eye on and a bigger prize, or one to look at anyway as a danger, it could be Derby South Ring, who was actually sent off favourite here last time out when he shipped up here at Nace. Unfortunately found the combination of a bad draw, an unsmooth passage and 5 furlongs being his undoing. Prior to that he'd also finished 3rd here over the course, over 6 behind Petting Serenade when he was doing all his best work at the end. Certainly think he's capable of winning this horse, South Ring, and it wouldn't surprise me if he certainly ran well enough to finish in the first 4, but I'm quite keen on 3 Bells. I'll stick with him because I like his profile. I think he's going forward.
OK then, next up is the 305. It's a maiden over 7. And just the two have experience of those. Juniper Tree for Aidan O'Brien and Joseph O'Brien is likely to go favourite. But of the unraced horses here, we've got some for pretty powerful yards. Murta, Lions, Washman, Bolger and Weld all represented here.
Yeah, it could be quite a decent race, this contest here for two-year-olds. It often pays to be handy around this round track. It's the first race on the round track here. So I'd go with the experienced Juniper Tree. I'd imagine from a good clean break, he'd certainly learn from his first experience at the Curragh that he'd be able to race in the first two or three, if not make all the running here. He's a colt by Galileo, so I think they'll be looking to press on with him. He's obviously very stoutly bred. Alexandra Goldrun, of course, that useful, very useful Group 1 winning mare, is the dam of this horse. So he's actually bred in the purple. Chased home Stabber Companion in Australia on debut at the Curragh when doing some nice work at the end, but certainly wasn't unduly knocked about. And I think that kindness will be very much rewarded here in this particular contest. Obviously, keeping on the market, we've got, as you said, the Johnny Murta camp represented, also David Watchman as well, with a choicely bred individual by Hurricane Run. So there's bound to be some activity in the market, but Juniper Tree, with the experience and a handy break, should be very difficult to beat here in that 3:05.
OK, then, next up is the 3:35. It's a race over 7 furlongs. And Great Canyon carries top weight, but has won his last twice and certainly deserves to be there.
Yeah, he's a likeable horse, Great Canyon. I've tipped him a few times on the podcast. Very durable and consistent, flexible horse with regards to trips, 6 furlongs, 7 furlongs, even a mile. He's tried the lot. And he certainly couldn't get a more informed horse than this individual. Certainly deserves to carry top weight, but also joint top weighted is Northern Rock, a horse that won 2 days ago at the Galway Festival in a very fast time. No great surprise to see Dermot Wells charge post the quickest number on that 8-race card on Saturday. Beat Pentura, who won the race last year, that Premier Handicap. And back in third was Stabber Companion Stuckador, which gives that race a really good solid look to it. But it was chock full of real good solid informed handicappers. The likes of Captain Cullen and Onside and Casual Casualty and Shawnee were well beaten on that occasion. And it's also noticeable that he raced handy as well. And as I said, you definitely want to be on horses here that race up with the pace here at Nace. And looking back through his career, he's also won here at this track. You have got to go quite a way back to find his last victory here. That was back on the 16th of April 2011 when he won off a mark of 88. So he's actually quite well in here. Obviously, he's got the penalty for winning the other day, but technically speaking, he's still very well treated on the best of his old form. So I'll take Northern Rock from a good low draw to race handy and certainly prove up to perhaps following up from that win the other day.
OK, then, Northern Rock for Weld and Smullen in the 3:35. Next up is the 4:05. It's a handicap over 7. 19 runners are down to go to post. Oh, well, sorry, it will be 16. Obviously, three of them are reserves. We've got horses like Aumaneki Nico and Hail Shower who hit the crossbar last time out, and we'll be looking to go one better this time.
Yeah, I quite like both of these two. Hail Shower was not for the first time an unlucky horse who bumped into Target Acquired. He's a very tough individual, Andrew Oliver trained individual. He won down at Downroar the time before, seeing off rival after rival. And he did exactly the same to Hal Shower the other day, who was softened up off the home turn and couldn't quite get past that very terrier-like performer. So I certainly think he'll go well. But I have to say, Aminiki Nico's form and speed figure down in Leopardstown last time out sets the standard for me here. He was very aggressively ridden as well by Wayne Lorden on that occasion. And he just got run out of it late on over that stiff mile. He got beat by a horse called Carenza, who went into that race in the first time cheap piece. He's very strongly fancied from the David Marnane camp. But the figure of that race on that occasion was very, very quick for the grade. And I'm certainly looking to keep with the form. This is the first horse to run out the race. And I think dropping back in distance will certainly suit this horse, particularly if he's ridden positively as well by Pat Smullen today. So from an informed stable, reasonably well drawn, a positive ride. Hopefully Aminiki Nico will come out on top this afternoon.
OK then, next up is the 4:35. It's a handicap over 7 furlongs once more. A few with chances here. We'll start with Sir Paul, who is a bit of a regular on the Irish Racing Preview and got his head in front last time.
Yeah, he is, yes. Certainly a regular when it comes to Dundalk on those evening fixtures. He's a regular at that track. And he finally got off the mark on the grass last time out at Downroar in the hands of Joseph O'Brien, who takes the ride again. Showed good gritty determination to beat Valley Queen in the dying strides on fast ground. And it was about time that he got his act together, to be honest, because he'd been in a little bit of the wilderness for a while. Unfortunately, he's got a bit of a tricky draw to overcome here, and his run style doesn't exactly suit this track either. As I said, you definitely want to be handy. And I think this course configuration might suit Jumbo Steps from the Leaving Stable. This horse has won his last two starts, but notice that he's ridden handy on both occasions, and he got the better of More Than Me Jobsworth last time out. Now, More Than Me Jobsworth, the Joe Lawn trained individual, has won his last two starts here at Nace, so that form looks really, really solid. And I think with a good positive ride from a low stall position in the hands of Gary Carroll, could bear fruit for Jumbo Steps, and hopefully he'll complete the hat-trick.
Okay, then, Jumbo Steps there. In the next race, it is the 505. It's an apprentice handicap over a mile. A pretty open contest once again. Which are the jockeys we should be looking out for here, Andy?
Well, I do think Dylan Robinson is definitely a guy to keep on the right side of. He's been riding really consistently well. I think Jim Baldry's used him on a couple of occasions, and he teams up here on Tom Cleary's charge here, who won over the course and distance last time out. Drawn in stall one, General Bunch in here today. Hopefully can follow up that victory. He certainly looks feasibly well handicapped. I like the way he got on with the job on that occasion. And he beat a decent field of handicappers quite snugly in the end. He always looked as though he got that race in safe keeping. Back in the pack was Roja Dove, a horse I tipped on that night, and thought that he was a good bet on that occasion. But he just couldn't live with General Bunchin's finishing kick in the latter stages. Again, another low draw. Hopefully race handy again. And come home very strong, as he did on the last occasion. So General Bunchin looks fair each way fodder in that 5.05.
Okay, then the lucky last from Nace this evening comes up at 5.35. It is a maiden over a mile. And of those with form, well, there's a lot of them with form, Andy, that look reasonably exposed.
They do, yeah. This is look a fairly winnable race, particularly for Rebel Force and the Kevin Prendergast stable. Quite surprised to find that she hasn't actually had a run this season. Her only start to date came towards the back end of last September, when she finished a very, very creditable third behind two useful horses, Sal Huda and, of course, Hanky Panky. Both of those two horses are now rated in the 90s. But that race has worked out really well. The likes of Wren's Nest, who was fourth, has finished placed in group company. Harmonic Note, he's been running in handicaps this season. And back in seventh is Wannabe Better, who reopposes today. Now, Wannabe Better, if you like, is probably the benchmark with regards form. She's rated 85, but she's had loads of chances, and she still hasn't got her head in front. She's had seven career starts. They've tried her over a variety of distances, 6 furlongs up to a mile and a quarter, and it hasn't quite paid off for Tommy Stack's filly. So I'm going to stick with Rebel Force. I'll take a chance that Kevin Prendergast has got a fit after a bit of a break, because if she is fit, she's certainly got the form in the book to take a race of this nature. As I said, it looks quite a fairly weak affair.
Okay then, so if you could just sum up your 8 picks on the Nace card this afternoon, Andy.
I will do. Gold Peregrine looks a really good horse in the first race, and hopefully he can follow up his victory over course and distance last time out. I'll stick with 3 Bells despite dropping Trip to 6 furlongs in the 2.35. In the 3.05, I go with the experience of Juniper Tree. He looks one of the best bets on the card for Aidan O'Brien and Joseph O'Brien. Wide open contest, the next race, 3.05, the Tipper Road rated race. But Northern Rock comes in here in scintillating form following that victory at Galway the other day. And his course and distance win, hopefully I'll stand him in good stead. In the 4.05, the handicap over 7 furlongs. Speed figure wise, I'd have to go with Army Nicky Nico, who was a good second the other day in a very good number. To a potentially very well handicapped horse. Hopefully he'll go one place better. In the 4.35, let's stick with the winning machine, which is Jumbo Steps, who bids to follow up his last two victories. In the penultimate race, the apprentice handicap, I quite like General Bunchin in the hand of Dylan Robinson. And in the final race, hopefully, Rebel Force will be cherry ripe after her 309-day break for Kevin Prendergast and Chrissy Haynes.
OK then, great stuff, Andy. Good luck with those picks and enjoy the action.
Well done. Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.